Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. I'm Dan Maudsley here with a whole week's worth of tech in less time than it takes to peel all the labels off a Rubik's Cube and paste them back on again. Current record, 10 minutes flat. But remember, kids, you're only cheating yourself. Coming up this week on our Easter special, put down that egg, step away from the caravan. We have a basket full of Easter gadgets, so join us for our perfect Easter weekend. Getting shot the easy way, and less painful than you might think. Plus, anything else we can sum up from the depths of Gadget Valley. Joining me, wearing his fetching Easter bonnet and rabbit's tail, is T3's very own Easter bunny, Duncan Bell.
Hello. It's modelled on the killer rabbits from Watership Down. Effeminate rabbit. that would be silly.
A highly masculine one.
Yes.
Now, Easter cometh, so let me just set the scene. Yes, the birds are singing. The blossom is returning to the trees. Gale force winds have tipped up the garden furniture across the land, and we now have a long weekend to clean it all up. It can only mean one thing. Easter is here. Normally a time for self-gorging or sitting in tailbacks before caravans on the M4, but not this year, because we have... Yes, the T3 guide to the perfect weekend, starting with gaming, which is a pretty easy one this week, actually, because the Xbox 360's just tumbled in price, Duncan.
It has. We told you so.
Yeah.
Last week.
What a prediction. And just as well it did, because we would look pretty silly if it
hadn't. How stupid would we have looked? come down to, I think, 160 for the 160 for the arcade version, which is very cheap indeed. That's like, what was that? That's £10 cheaper than a Wii, even.
Yeah,
It can only be a good thing for Microsoft. Well, it means, I mean, see, because the funny thing is, this means that Microsoft are selling every single one at an even bigger loss, presumably, unless economies of scale are kicking in now.
Let's hope so. Well, they have sold several zillion of them.
Yeah, but they make a loss on every one, so every time if they sell more, they lose more money. Because they have a very, this is how it works, you're looking at me in a really...
No, it's okay, I do, I'm feigning...
Because they then recoup on games and accessories.
Exactly. By accessories such as the wireless dongle and so forth.
Or a bloody cable that costs £30 that plugs it into the front of your
stomach. Outrageous. Anyway, if you're just happy to play games and plug it in in a conventional sense, 159, not bad, really.
Yeah, no, I'd get one of those.
What do you suggest goes on there, then?
Weekend? Well, I suggest a Guitar Hero 3.
I knew you'd say that, because I've written it down here.
and also, a very good game. So it's not just...
I'm slightly addicted, actually.
Really?
Well, the wireless controller is fantastic, because I can now thrash throughout the entire room.
It's pretty amazing. It's although the problem I have with Guitar Hero 3 now is every time I see it, even, I just immediately think of the South Park episode, which is very funny if you've seen it. Anybody listening to this podcast who's seen that episode is now chortling to themselves going...
Everybody else wondering. Googling it quickly. I still have failed to get past anything above 4 stars on intermediate mode. I feel slightly a failure, but maybe after a long weekend.
You're like a kind of jobbing musician rather than Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Or sadly.
Middling indie band bass player.
I am the wedding band guitarist.
Yeah, or the wedding presents guitarist.
Ah, excellent. And of course, Bully has just come out on PS3. And 360 as well.
And Wii. I think it was already out on the PS3. It was out on PS2, wasn't it? And
then this is the school edition, something.
It's basically Grand Theft Auto 3 goes to school.
In school, yeah, okay. Well, and in fact, we can give you a little snippet of this, so let's have a listen.
Look, I remembered how much you like flowers.
I am in love, Jimmy.
Is this legal?
Like you.
Yeah, there we go.
Really, that does remind me of my school days.
It's my love life all over again.
It's, actually, at one point there, it sort of sounded like a kind of spousal abuse simulator, but it's an interesting thing about Bully, actually, speaking of spousal abuse, which we don't condone here, is that when it first came out, the PS2, it was called something ridiculous in Latin. Because everybody got really upset about it being called Bully.
Yeah, I think it was Dog Eat Dog in Latin.
Yeah, that's right.
Which
Canum, yeah, Cavis,
absolutely,
Canonitis.
Don't quote us on this.
yeah, and yeah, it's because calling a game Bully, of course, is promoting bullying. In the same way that calling a film Apocalypse Now is promoting the apocalypse.
And Grand Theft Auto is promoting...
Well, that is. To be fair, that we'll have to let that one go.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But now it's called Bully, so it's almost as if the whole fuss the first time around was a lot of nonsense got up by small-minded cretins. But some people might say, not me.
Don't quote us on that, Esther Anson, please. Okay, well, that is our gaming sorted.
Oh, it's a good game, by the way. Yeah. don't know if I drop that in.
How about hooking up with a Blu-ray player for when we're not chasing schoolgirls?
How about that? Yes, that would be good. They're coming down in price. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, and we've just reviewed one in particular.
Which we liked, although we were dubious about its lack of online compatibility and picture-in-picture features.
Yeah, this is a bit of it's a sort of a Blu-ray... It's a usual criticism, I suppose, but this is the Sony BDP S300 we're talking about.
230 or so quid. And I've seen a few other players around, which are kind of older ones, online on that, and not just from those online stores that come up on a sort of price checking websites once, and then you never see them again. you can get pretty good players for around 200, 250 quid,
which is about the ballpark for this. I mean, as you say, it does lack the what are going to be the newer Blu-ray features. But
it's quite honest. Do you know what I say? So what? Who cares? Why would I want to go online with my Blu-ray player? And the picture-in-picture bit, I don't even understand. So I'm just going to gloss. I wouldn't even use
it.
That
means
feature.
You can watch the director's cut bit with a director commentating. And you can flick between the sound of that or the sound of the movie.
Okay, why would I want to do that?
I've no idea.
Okay.
Just so we know. You can see him as well as hear him. Great, I know.
Okay, brilliant.
How about something to watch on it?
How about? Yeah, well, I mean, Aeon Flux. No, because actually, there's Stanley Kubrick's classics. Are all
I'm looking
out
forward to this.
On Blu-ray, which I even reviewed one. Last month, in the back of the mag, in my opinion, underread movie reviews column.
Which one was that?
The Shining.
Ah.
Because The Shining is one of my favourite films. And in fact, the Jack Nicholson in that, trying to write a novel, that's pretty much...
Well, speaking of novels, I read Clockwork Orange before I saw the film. It was quite late on that I saw the film. And I do recommend the novel, though, as well. And, of course, there's one more that you've not yet mentioned.
Is there? Yes, it's A Space Odyssey.
There we go. Got there. If you are a sort of more...
You should have played that just before I said it, actually, thinking about it.
But why?
Well, there's a build-up to me saying...
Oh, I see. Oh, well... Never mind.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
When it comes out on the next format.
Yeah, Saw 4. Saw 4 is also on my list of must see high def movies.
Yeah, wicked. That's where people get killed in ironic and complicated ways.
Yeah, anything that reaches number 4 must be good. By definition, otherwise they wouldn't have brought it out.
Well, yes, I suppose so. Because basically, like, the people, they're imprisoned in a room and they have to, like, cheese grate their own face off. To get a key that's been surgically implanted in their cheeks.
It's good.
Seen it.
we will need something to watch Saw 4 on. And it just so happens, Duncan, that T3 special this month on sub £500 TVs. I see you're holding it in front of you.
Yeah, I am, because I haven't really read the article.
What can you
actually
get?
They're sub £500, but they're not substandard.
What can you actually get for £500?
Oh, you can get some pretty good deals.
Yeah,
including this actually is a really good deal. I thought actually 19 inch isn't enormous, but it's got a PVR built in for 350 quid.
What's that? Is that the?
It's made by Humax's LGB.
Humax, yes,
that's my favorite thing about TVs is you can't really. You do have to gen up, but you just can't wander into Comet or whatever and go, yeah, I've been thinking of buying a Philips 32 PFL5522D.
Although you'd probably find a spotty teenager go, ah, yes, but the 3200 TLV doesn't have.
Do you mean
the PXL
5522D there, mate? That's got a slightly differently shaped volume knob. We prefer that one. Yeah. Yes, great bargains. And,
what's the pick of these, then?
Well, they're all a pick, because in a slightly everyone-must-have-prizes sports day kind of way, we've got this one from Sharp, the Aquos. That's very good for your kitchen. The Humax one, obviously, is great value, or they're all pretty good value. High-def movies, we've gone for the Toshiba's 32-inch 32C3030.
I can see people jotting that down, as you say.
Yes, make a note of that. It's, it's 480 quid, and it's a bloody nice telly, actually.
All right, well, we'll buy the market to see the others. Don't want to give too much away. Although there is one that hasn't gone in there, just out today, in fact. Yesterday, in fact. The new Sharp Aquos D44 series, that's just out.
All right.
450 quid will get you a 26-inch Sharp Aquos, which I think's
that's
a pretty good.
Good
deal. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's because, I mean, 26 inches is a proper size
telly.
Yeah,
you're getting
it,
into man-sized telly at that stage. Not even 19-inch rubbish.
Yeah, 19. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Might as well have valves in
now,
it.
Now, finishing off our perfect Easter weekend, it would be good to get out at some stage. And Puma has the world's first intelligent football. Duncan, what is an intelligent football?
Well, it's almost as big a miracle as and finding an intelligent footballer.
See what you're doing.
That's yes. What is it? Well, of course, what it is your basic football, but it's got a revolutionary D3O cushioning layer of material sandwiched
of course,
between the
course.
Outer casing and the inner woven textile.
What does that
mean? I can tell you what it means. I don't know how it does this, but apparently it's softer if you're moving it slowly, so if you're dribbling, say. And then it hardens if you hit it hard.
We're still on the football.
Like a masochist.
Uh-huh.
So if you... so if you twat it, you know, with your boot because you're trying to kick it in the sticks.
I understand the rudimentaries of football. It hardens up.
If you're doing a sort of 20-yard, free kick, hit it hard, it becomes harder and therefore moves faster.
I've got here increases acceleration from the foot by 6%.
Yeah, which I mean,
sounds pseudo-scientific enough to convince me.
Yeah, because you're worth it.
I've also got it's the world's roundest football. I mean, have they been playing rugby?
Yeah, it's good. Round footballs.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I tried playing the square one once, and to be honest, actually didn't make that much difference to my performance, but a few people were complaining.
Is this cheating?
It's only cheating if one side is using a different ball.
Yes, that's a good point.
Actually, what would be useful you could have footballers following should do the same thing. So, like Cristiano Ronaldo. I've noticed that if you hit him really hard, he goes down like a sack of spuds.
If you hit him really hard,
also goes down like a sack of spuds.
Yeah,
so
he's just
if he
soft
had a
all
similar,
the time. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. If he had a similar, if he was made of a similar material, if he had D3O sandwiched between his
buttocks,
his tanned skin, and his inner workings, then
he
might react like a normal person to physical contact.
That's a pleasant thought. Something completely non-Eastery. How to take a bullet and not die. This is the TN Games video game vest. Duncan, can you explain?
Oh, I thought you were going to play a sound effect. Sorry.
No, sorry. If you'd like.
No, I can't. It's pretty good, this. And actually, people dying and then coming back to life is quite Eastery as well. So in fact, it is. What is it? Yeah, it's a big. It looks a bit like a flak jacket. Funnily enough, it's almost like a flak jacket in reverse because what it does is, if you're shot in a game, it sort of punches a little thing into your body.
And is this at the point?
Well,
roughly where you'd be shot.
Yeah, I mean, in particular, I mean, it's quite useful tactically in a first person shooter because it lets you know if you're being shot from behind.
Uh-huh.
Because it can certainly detect. Whether it's in front of you or from behind you, but also apparently it can. What it does do this, and I don't know how it does it, but it's if you've been shot in your left hand side, you will feel it in your left hand side. And quite how it knows this, I don't know. Maybe it's picking it. The cynical person might say it's being picked at random. But
just how realistic is this?
Well, our hack on the spot, Hannah, who does our review section, she reviewed it and she said it was exactly like being shot, or what she'd imagined being shot would be like. And
exactly.
Who am I to argue with that? It also comes with a helmet for headshots, which is a little comedy. It's sort of the helmet goes up when you take a shot, so it's like a sort of comedy prop. But yeah, no, it's great. It's it gives an extra level of, I wouldn't say realism exactly, but an extra level of enjoyment to...
it's out now. I mean, it's 129 quid.
Yeah, pretty reasonable. It's PC only at the moment. It doesn't work with every game, as I understand it. Okay. There's certain games
But you do.
But it's all the main ones, like you know, Quake 4 works with it. Doom 3 works with it.
You do get
Incursion
and Call of Duty 2 with it. So I suppose
that's pretty good. I've never heard of Incursion, I must admit, but I'm sure it's a marvelous game.
You get shot, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it does. It must involve shooting. Yeah. It'd be quite funny playing, using it for a football game.
Where are we going with this, do you think?
Well, I would imagine that in a few years' time, you'll be able to wear something like this, and it would deliver a lethal electric shock, were you to die in the course of the game. It's the only logical outcome
kind of styly,
of this.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to see that, actually. Particularly on Xbox Live, for certain people who I've encountered on that.
Okay. Well, that's all we have time for, perhaps just as well. Just your final quickfire reactions to this week's last words. The Polaroid Zinc printer.
Good for porn.
Ah. Windows 7?
Whatevs.
Lego Indiana Jones.
I'm bricking it. With excitement.
You can't use that joke again, because I'm now about to ask you about Lego Duplo.
That's the kids one, isn't it?
Yeah, the big bricks, they're brilliant. Anyway, our random score generator puts you on 73,939,133, which incidentally is the largest prime number that can be tailed again and again by removing its last digits to produce only primes.
That's very true.
No time to work out what that means. We'll be back next week. Till then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.